Okay, so Siman Tov Lamed Tes Din Misha Badak Lamatza Misper Kikara Sheiniach. So a person put out bread and they didn't find everything. So the Mechaber says Tisha Tzibur is always a good idea to write it down. Somebody should write down where the bread is, you know. V'Tisha Tzibur Shel Matzav Echad Shel Chametz Uva Achbar. So you have a reality where you have identical matzahs. Some are chametz matzahs, some are pesach matzahs. And Achbar comes, and he took one, and you don't know which one he took. He went to house of Rezi Baduk. So you have to check again, right? The whole idea is that because chametz is because of a safek. We're holding here the seven tafel on the test. Because chametz is because of a safek. So there's a suffix you have to check. If it's a small, you know, kikar, that this could be the akbar ate it, so then you don't need to check again. Sorry. The rationale here, even though there's a 90% chance that he took a Pesach dik matzah, it's only a 10% chance that the akbar took a chametz dik matzah. Still, you have to check. Why do you have to check? It's rove. No, if a concept of kavua, this is an important concept in Yerodea, it's hard to understand. It's called a parish, we wrote parish, but it's called kavua, kavek sal mechzadami. So the Mechaber right away explains, v'im pirish, v'im perash, ha'kikar, v'imokam kviyasa, v'not la'achmar yisham, ain't zark la'achmar yisham, they're called parish, we wrote parish. Okay, so we have the concept here of kavua, and we have the concept of called the parish, Ruru parish. It's interesting. I mentioned before that we require you to recheck because the takana was on misafik, and yet we still allow you to rely on the rov. You know, if you really have a rov, if it's kavua, so it's 50-50, we say check, but it doesn't mean that we don't allow you to rely on the rov. That's the end of the sif where we say if you have a rov, it's parish, and you really have a halachic rov, and statistically, it's the same either way. Statistically, it's 90% it's matzah. But halachically, you have a rov because it was parish. So then we say, you don't need to check. Don't forget, you already checked this house. This is the place you already checked. Not sure this happens very often, but okay. Fine. Beis. Shnei tziborin echad shal chametz v'echad shal matzah, shnei batim echad shal baduk v'echad shal baduk. So here you have two rooms. One is baduk, one is not baduk. And you have two pieces of food. One is chametz, one is matzah. V'vosh echbarim v'zeh natal chametz v'zeh natal matzah. Inya duwe ezeh nichlas zeh shenatal chametz. You don't know in which room the chametz stick matzah ended up. V'chein shnei batim v'dukim v'tzibur echad shal chametz. Or you have two homes that are already checked in one loaf or one piece of chametz. And achbar came, he went into one of the rooms. V'va achbar v'natal v'inya duwe ezeh bayis nichlas. So basically, we have a din of tliya here. Rambam, in the later cases, the right here is telling us that we're more machner. But fundamentally, the first case, let's say, you have two rooms, two pieces of food. We can assume that the achbar took the chametz to the non-checked home and the matzah to the checked home. So that's the din of tliya, because din and Jirabana, we are tole. Especially because here, you already did bittul, as Mishra Bura points out. So bittul already, Minatora says you're clear. It's just Midrabana, there's a chiyav bedika. So chiyav bedika, Midrabana will rely on the concept of tliya. This concept appears also in Yerodea, you know, in terms of things falling, you know, kosher. Okay. Fine. In the second case of the Mechaber, of one piece of food, and you're not sure if it's chametz or matzah, or one piece of food that is chametz, you're not sure which room it went into. So here, the Ramah has pointed out that you have to he's machmer. Okay, I think it's interesting. Love the shaylas. Let's say, you know, the tliya, we say it's mutter. Is it mutter if they came at the same time? You know, if let's say two people own these two different rooms, and they both came at the same time. Would that be different? Fine, Gimel. So here you found more than you left. You left nine pieces, and you found ten. You have to assume that the ones you found weren't, it wasn't like there's just one extra one. So these 10 are new pieces, and the other 9 are somewhere in the house, if that's the possibility. Again, we live in a whole time where it's very rare that you have a rat, and you shouldn't speak too soon here in the colon, right? But in most of our homes, we don't have rats running around pulling chametz and matzah from different places. But okay. This is new. He's showing the honey mealy kshurim yachad, but if any kshurim yachad, in tzarich livdok el achar echad. If they're not attached, then we can assume that no, that you know, I had 10 and now I found 9, so I only have to look for one. I don't have to assume that all these 9 are other ones, and they weren't kshurim yachad. It's very possible that a rat took one. Seder. I'm not going to go into all the details, it's really not so relevant to Lechol Maisa. Let's move on. You put the chametz in this corner, you found it in a different corner. Something was fishy here. Somebody was tinkering with the chametz. Somebody moved it. The Mishnah Berurah points out, though, if you can do bittul, once you can do bittul, if it's very early enough in the day to do bittul, you can rely on bittul. You can assume that it's the same chametz, which is moved. If you didn't do bittul, and it's already after the time that you can do bittul, it's already in the afternoon, then you have to recheck your whole home. Okay, let's move on, a little more relevant, Simon Tav Mem. So a non-Jewish person who's allowed to own chametz on Pesach, of course, gave a Jew chametz, not as a gift, rather to watch. So the iser of Bali Rav Elimatze, of owning chametz, isn't limited to ownership. It even includes when you have the responsibility over chametz. So let's say I have an insurance company, and I insure chametz. So then the halacha is that you're not chayev in Bali Rav. Why not? Because I'm not insuring it in my home. But if I have a pikadon that I'm insuring in my home, or let's say the equivalent, let's say, of a person who would have a storage facility. So you own the storage facility, and you also sell insurance on whatever is being stored in this storage facility. So then it's also achrayus, and it's also Rishuscha. Now here it's totally schiris kanya. So we're not clear if schiris is kanya, we're kosher, maybe it's not kanya. So then it would be the equivalent of having chametz in your Rishus that you have achrayus on. That would be a modern application. Or for that matter, some argue that if you rent your apartment to a non-religious Jew, and he has chametz in his house on Pesach, that's a problem. Why would that be a problem? Now there you have no achrayus on the chametz, right? That you have to make a bit more of an assumption here. Krelitz is machlokes with this. He thinks that even though there's no achrayus, that we hold schiris is lokanya, possibly. And you have to make another assumption, that it's usher for another Jew to have chametz in your rishus on Pesach. It's not clear if that's the case. The halacha is you can say shalacherim et haroa. You can say shalacherim. Who shalacherim? So Rashi says a non-Jew's chametz. But the diuk in Rashi, the Gra holds this way, that you can't have another Jew's chametz in your possession on Pesach. So if you have a relative or whatever who has chametz in your house on Pesach, that would be a problem according to Shitas Rashi, according to the Gra. So Rav Chelitz is apparently machmir for this. So he thinks you shouldn't rent your home to a non-religious Jew who many non-religious Jews don't have chametz in their house on Pesach, certainly in Eretz Yisrael. But if the person would have chametz on Pesach, it would be a problem. It's a bit of a stretch because it's not clear who actually holds. You have to put a lot of assumptions together. You have to assume Shrius Lokanya, A. You have to assume that there's an Isser to have another Jew's chametz in your house on Pesach, which isn't entirely clear. It's not. Shrius Lokanya means that even though he rented it, it's still your house. Meaning the Gemara in Vodazara has a discussion about this. You can't losavi to evil beisach. You can't bring a Vodazara into your house. So let's say I have a home and I rent it to a non-Jew. And he brings his idol into the home. So I say, it's in a Jewish home. I say, no, it's not. It's Schiris Kanya. It belongs to the house for this month or for this year. It is a non-Jewish home. So there's a halachic debate as to the status of Schiris. So again, if you machmer all the accounts, you make another number of assumptions, you could come to that conclusion. I don't think the minhag is assumed this way. I think we assume you can rent your house to a non-religious Jew. And hopefully he's machmer in the comments. If not, it's not your responsibility. But in our case, and what we're learning right here in this sif is talking about when you have a chrayas on it. You have it in your rishus, and it's achrayus. So the classic case would be that your non-Jewish neighbor is going away, and he asks you to watch I don't know how common this is, but he asks you to watch his very expensive liquor. He's afraid he's going to get broken into. He asks you to watch his liquor collection. So you have his liquor collection in your home. So if you're a shomer sachar, namely you have a chariut. So then the Mechaber says there's a problem of Aliyah in that case. We're going to see in a minute what's the difference of Shavu Chinam. Unless you just said, I'll watch it, but I'm not taking any responsibility. You know, so that's a different day. So let's just read it inside. The Chaver says, I read it. Any who deshiv kichiv tzeh shel Yisrael, imu chayv achrayus, we can name avei, there's a shomer sachar, bein shu, vei so, bein shu, b'chom hakom b'r shu, so, chayv lavaru. Afilu chazer v'fkido v'yad inu hud acher. Even if you would take that chametz and put it at another neighbor, a non-Jewish neighbor, but you still are responsible, something happens to it, you're responsible, so then it's going l'mamon, and it's k'mamon davi. V'yesh al-mimit afilu eno el al-shomer chinam, even if you're only shomer chinam, shachayv ha-pshia, chayv levaru. Afilu im eno chayv ha-krisu b'din el shedesh, eni hudi alam, v'chafeu d'shalem im yovan. Let's say that your neighbor is just a mafia fellow. So he didn't take any responsibility. He just, but you know that he's going to come back home. If this is something happens, you're going to be responsible. He's going to make you pay for it. So even though you're not a Shomer Chinam, you're still responsible. Because at the end of the day, he's going to make you pay. V'yesh Chalkim. Okay, so just to summarize over here, we essentially have a Kabbalah Shmira, and it's in Yerushos. So if you put also a Kabbalah Shmira, a Chrayus, of Shomer Sachar, and it's in Yerushos, so then you're responsible for that chametz. Now, what can you do? If you destroy it, you have to pay for it. So there's a discussion, can you sell it? Now, you're not supposed to sell somebody else's item. But here, you're responsible for it. So can you sell it and tell the other person to be responsible? Like, do our mechiras chametz. It's a halachic mechira. Suppose you could do a mechiras chametz in this case. Again, it's better to give it back to the guy. If you can't, you could do a mechira in this case. Because the assumption is that it would work, and again, it's the question.
So, Christ just is a it's limited to a shomer.
There are different levels of a chayim. So, a shomer chayim is only chayim of shia. I don't know if you really call that a chayim. He's just if he's pashay, it's chayim. But if he's chayim in the even veda, then we consider it to be more than the kuli alma. You're a violation of val yura if you have it in your ishus. The Shmur says lechatchila should be choshish even for a shomer chinam, but if v'dieved you can do a mechir in that case. He relies on a mechir by a shomer chinam. The Shmur also points out that what you could do is rent the room to a goy. If you rent the room to a goy, it's like our mechir's chametz, meaning you're watching the goy's chametz. So tell him, I'm happy to watch it for you, but I want to rent you the room, and he has to be kone with the one of Darkei Akinyan. And the whole discussion of how a goy's kone. We try to be yotzi all day. You do agav, and you do sudar, and you do kesev, and you try to cover all our bases. So, like I said, if you're watching Goy's chametz, the easiest thing to do is to put it in a closet and do mechira, have him kone the makom, and then it wouldn't be your responsibility.
It's also on his.
Sorry, I take it back because skirus lakanya. So it's not enough that the guy is kone the makom, right? Like, since we're kosher, skirus lakan, he's not going to help. So what do? So you have to sell the chametz. You have to sell the chametz.
You're selling the room help? Or is there a difference?
I mean, if you have the achrayas, I think when you sell the chametz, you just sell the room. Uh-huh. You sell also the chametz. Just a second. But I guess you have to also make sure that the guy who's buying it has the achrayas, because you had responsibility of achrayas. So I'm not exactly sure how to do that. The Mishmur says that if you his discussion is it balyirah balyimatzeh, and then the second question is there a chamishal of Pesach? Meaning, let's say you violated balyirah, you had achrayas and the guy's chametz in Yerushas, so now it's after Pesach. So is there an iser hana on this chametz? Is there achila? So the Shmur says, yeah, Pashas there is. But he says that some say it's only Yisra Achila, not Yisra Hana. So B'shasat Chak, maybe you could give back the Chametz, it wouldn't be an Yisra Hana. Certainly if the guy wants it back, so you can just give it back to him. It's not, you're giving it back to him. So Mela, he's not going to ask you for to pay. But that's not really a Hana. Sally Ubiana. Fine. Now, this discussion is relevant halacha lemaisa, possibly when it comes to owning stocks, because there is a big halachic discussion what the status of stocks are. Do you have actual bailus on the stocks? So some are distinguished. They say maybe if you have like a mutual fund, so you don't really have bailus, it's just like a conglomerate of stock, but if you have an actual single stock, maybe you would. The Bashar says that even the, you know, it's not really bailus. You can't go into the company, you know, take out the Cheerios that are on the shelf. But the poskim are concerned that maybe there's some status, maybe it's like, it's ke'en achrayus, meaning the ownership of stocks would be somehow analogous to pikadon of a goy, you know, against on your rishus. It's in the company, but you own part, it's equivalent, somehow equivalent to this. So the post game recommend including the stocks in your Mechiras Kamish, which of course is a total mess because you can't really sell stocks. You know, you use the commission and you have to, like, you know, pay taxes and, like, you buy them back after. What if they go up, they go down, you're not going to sell them back to you. You know, so, like, in many stars, it says, yeah, and you're selling all your Kamish and even your pension that has stocks and things like that. It's not clear, A, if it's necessary, and if it is necessary, it's not clear if it actually works. This is a whole discussion, you know, because, you know, you're not reporting this sale. Okay, but the goyim know it's just a religious thing, so they say it's okay. There's already discussions in the Chasam Sofer about this. There was some maisa where there were some type of fictitious sale like this, and there's a certain tax he's paying every sale. So people are malishing, the Jews are making sales and they're not paying taxes. So they asked the Rav, and the Rav said, listen, this is a religious thing. So they said, oh, it's okay. If it's a religious thing, it's okay. So, fine.
I mean, this is a chomer even if not in your shos. Because we said you need two conditions. It needs to be in your shos, so you didn't have a chryos. So
right.
This is a quasi chryos, so therefore it qualifies.
Well, it's more than a chryos because it makes quasi bailus. The chryos is when the goy owns the chametz, but you have responsibility over it. Here, it's you own the chametz, but not total ownership. It's somehow analogous to the chametz of a goy in your rishus, so you have a chryos on. That's what some of the poskim suggest. Minchas Chitzchak deals with this. He thought that maybe it is bailus. If it's real bailus, it's not even a shaila, then for sure it's a problem. But even if it's not bailus, maybe it's the equivalent thereof. So that's why in many stars of Chiras Chametz, they have this line that kind of it's catch-all. And the problem with this is that, you know, the minute you dilute the Mechira, so then even the box of Cheerios isn't being sold. Because just like I'm not really selling the stocks, they're not selling the Cheerios. So then some people, you know, it goes back to the question, you know, should you sell the Blias and the Kalim? Some people say, if you say Blias and the Kalim, then everybody knows it's a joke. So then the whole Mechira is not Chal. So don't sell Blias and the Kalim because it ruins the whole Mechira. And some say, no, it can't hurt. What do you mean it can't hurt? Maybe it can hurt. So anyway, I think by stocks, the minute is to assume that there's enough of a tzad to say, I don't think most people say to sell the Blias and the Kalim. But, you know, in terms of the stocks, there is a tzad to say that it's, that really is ownership, especially depending on, let's say you own 51% of the company. So, you know, you have a say in how the company is run. You can vote. You can, even if you have a minority shares, you do. There are occasionally board meetings, and occasionally you ask to vote. You know, people get in the mail. You can vote for certain things. So you do have some say in how the company is run. Therefore, maybe it is violent, so it can't hurt to include it.
Can you bet on this, Kevin?
The kelim don't need to be vatal. They're vatal me'elav. Anything that's less than a kazayis, you don't need to be vatal. The whole thing is a big. I mean, what's the chashash of blias and kelim? The assumption would be that the whole kli is full of chametz, so it's more than a kazayis. We all know that's not true. How much blias are in the kelim?
But even bitol things that are less than chametz, they're less than kazayis.
No. Bitol, less than kazayis is vatal me'elav.
So you bitol things are more than kazayis?
Yeah, but we assume that in addition to doing bitol, we're worried Shami Yavol Ochlo,
right.
So we tell you to do Biur.
Okay.
So Bittul works on anything. Bittul works on an entire loaf. It's just that we have to make sure you, A, you mean it, and B, you won't eat it.
Mm-hmm.
So there are two concerns why we generally don't rely, even though the Gemara says Bittul Ba'al Masagi, you know, the things that are less than anxiety are probably Batal Me'elav, that's what I would think. Okay. Fine. Let's move on to phase. V'im eino chayav v'achrayus, eino chayav levaro afilo kavush tachas yado. So if you have no responsibility over the chametz, you don't need to mevayir it. Even though the goy is, you know, subservient, it's not yours, it belongs to him. Kunshu gertosha v'shoyim v'chotzer, v'serek l'asas l'fana v'chitza gavo asar tfalkim k'desh lo yishkach li'achlenu. If you have non-Jewish chametz in your home, you have to indicate very clearly that it's chametz. You put it, so this is, again, this happens to us because we often have non-Jewish chametz in our home. Why? Because du mechir is chametz, right? So we sell the chametz to goy, but then we also put it in a closet and we put a big sign, chametz machor le goy. We put tape, you put lock it, you do something. It shouldn't be accessible because if you have the chametz on your table, you're always used to eating chametz. If it's a goy, you might come to eat it. So that's why you have to make sure that it's a mechitza kavoya. It's not tafka tzavachim. If you have a, you know, a closet, you lock it. Even if it's a small closet, it's eight tzavachim. It's fine as long as it's like clearly. The Mishmur says you shouldn't just have like a little sheet. You shouldn't just like hang a sheet because a sheet you can like move out of the way. You know, you should be something that's a firm boundary that makes it clear that this it belongs to the guy and this is chametz. It's off limits. The Shmuel points out that even though you're allowed to have a non-Jewish chametz in your house, if you don't have a chayas on it and there's a mechitza, you can't accept that chametz into your house on Yontif, on Pesach. You're not allowed to like have a delivery of chametz on Pesach, even if it still belongs to the goy. It shouldn't be like, passing through your home. Rama says, "V'eino Yehudi shehinia chametz beit Yisrael b'roshusa kofa olav esakli v'dafka yontif avalim who kodem yontif tzarek lasas mechitza." So if a non-Jew would walk into your house and leave a roll there, so if it's yontif, you put a kli on it. So you shouldn't come to eat it. But if it's not yontif, you put it into a closet, you make sure that it's not going to, again, you don't have a chayah, so it's not your responsibility, and it belongs to him. You have to make sure that you're not going to eat it, therefore you need a mechitza, a sara. Fine.
What if
a non-Jew
comes and gives you a gift?
So you have kavanah not to be
konet. And then just put it in under, in a closet.
Yeah, you have kavanah not to be konet. Yeah. Okay. I mean, are you allowed to put it into your closet if you come out to be koneh? Is that not, or should you leave it? Are you allowed to accept it into your home? I wonder. Meaning,
a coworker brings you a nice bottle of whiskey on your side.
Right. Somebody told me that he invited a Jew to a seder, and the fellow brought him a bottle of whiskey. He didn't realize that whiskey is chametz. Wow. Mm-hmm. So what do you do? Mm-hmm. So it's really you come out to be koneh. You don't serve it. You have to throw it out of your house. Or can you just have kavanah to be konet? And that's totally again chametz shel Yisrael, but it's just that's what we mentioned before. The Gra thought that you can't have chametz shel Yisrael in your house. That's a chumrah. I think Ikra didn't assume that there's no issue. But if a non-Jew brought you chametz on Pesach, so can you just have kavanah to be konet, or should you actually move it out of your rishus? I'm not sure. It could be it's enough to have kavanah to be konet. I have to check. Okay, Gimel. A non-Jew cocks into your house on Pesach, he has chametz. You don't have to throw it out. You're not going to eat it. If he's eating his sandwich, you hire a worker to come to fix something. So he's eating a sandwich. He's eating a ham sandwich. So let him eat his ham sandwich. Again, it's not a good policy. As a general policy, it's not good to have chametz in your house on Pesach. But if it belongs to a guy, it's not your responsibility. You can't eat on the same table. This is an issue in the States. Sometimes you go to an amusement park and there's like a big table. So you're eating your matzah on this side of the table and they're eating their bread on that side of the table. That's a problem because it's one table. You're not allowed to have chametz and matzah on the same table, even if it's different people. You know, it's more machmer than basar b'chala. Basar b'chala, if you don't know them, no problem. But by chametz, we're more machmer. When it comes to airplanes, there's a discussion because they're the little tables, they're separate tables, they're very close. So there's some poskim or machmer. I think the minhag is to be mekel, that you can eat your Pesach meal next to him eating his chametz. Again, you have to, if he's really getting up and he's falling all over, that would be a potential problem. But usually it's not the case. Usually, you know, people don't, the chametz isn't flying all over the place. Okay. Pardon? So I don't think a hecker is enough. A field of hefsek mapa. Right? In YU, in the States, so they give out matzahs to the employees. They're open the Chol Moed. And they don't want any chametz in the... It's a policy. Strictly speaking, halachically, it's not a problem. But as a policy, it's not good to have chametz. So if you have a babysitter, you ask them not to bring... Some people, even during the year, they tell them, don't bring food into my home. You know, you all will provide lunch. It's a good idea, because if he brings a ham sandwich, next thing you know, he's going to cut it with your, you know, milk knife, your fleshik knife, your fire knife, whatever it is, it's going to be a problem. So, as a policy, it's just a good idea not to have... non-kosher food in your home, but strictly speaking, you know, there's no iser in non-kosher food. Fine. Uh, Somebody told me that it's a common practice where you like buy lunch, you buy the babysitter lunch. So you give them money to buy lunch. So if you give them money to buy lunch and they buy chametz, that's not your responsibility. They're taking the kid, you know, when shopping, whatever they are. Again, the question is, how old is a kid? His kid's going to see this. You know, if it's a baby, it's not going to notice. But if it's a three-year-old child, so you really want the babysitter eating chametz next to the three-year-old child, it's not a good idea. Okay. Dalit. Yisrael shehifkir chemsa itzel Yisrael chavera. So here, you have a Jew who's traveling. He asks another Jew to hold on to the chametz for him. So here you have one loaf of bread, and two people can violate Bal Yira. Who can violate Bal Yira? The owner, who's traveling, he owns it, and the fellow who's watching it, the Jew who's watching it, has achrayas. So it's in his rishos, and there's achrayas. Then we would say it's no different than chametz of a goy, right? If you're over on chametz of a goy, shekibul achrayas, so too chametz of Yisrael shekibul achrayas. So potentially violation of Bal Yira, both people would violate Bal Yira. Now this issue is, I once heard of a case, actually a real case, where somebody sent Shalach Manos from America to Israel, and he received it a week after Pesach. So he wanted to know, is it mutter to eat? Is it Chomer Shalom Pesach? So the Chora, it belongs to the for sender. It was sent to the, until you receive it, it's not yours. Now if the sender did a mechiras chametz, so then l'chara it's included in the mechiras chametz. So usually the mechiras chametz is like al chametz, whatever it is. It's interesting because here you have a Jewish postal service, so if it already arrived in Israel before Pesach or on Pesach, so the Jewish postal service might have a chayis depending if what type of mail, if they sometimes they send it registered, there's a certain amount of a chayis on it. So I was wondering if there's like a din a chayis from the mail company, like from the Dewa Yisrael, you know, would they have also need to have done a mechira? I have no idea if they do mechira or not, but I'm not sure if it's really Dewa Yisrael is really like a person like that could say there's like a violation of Bal Yira. It's a company, it's like a corporation. So the fashion says it should be, I don't know if you want to eat it, it's that old, but you know, I guess today most package items are good for 6 months, you know, good for a year, so you probably could eat it. So if the mocher sold it, l'chara, again, you as a receiver, I don't have to be concerned about it, it wasn't your chametz. But l'chara, if the mocher did a mechira, that would work. Now here's the interesting question, because it comes to the issue of relevant to, I think, people who are traveling, right? You travel, and your chametz in Israel, and you're going to America for Yontif, to see the family. So the times differences. When, you know, do you do mechira here? Do you do mechira there? If a person has chametz in an area where there's already iser chametz, but where they are there's no iser chametz, or vice versa, it's based on where you are, where the chametz is. This is a big machlokes. We try to be machmir for both shitas. Bigger than we probably assume that the halacha is where you are. So if you go to America, and you know it's already, you know, 11 o'clock in Israel, and there's iser chametz, it's not your problem. Because you're in America, the rabbi will sell your chametz there before 11 o'clock in America. Again, that's the pashas. But in order to be Yotzei Kol Hadeos, it's probably better for you to sell your chametz here. Why? Because if you sell your chametz here, the chametz will be sold. It'll be, you know, I don't know, 6 in the morning or whatever the time difference is, wherever you're traveling to. And the mechira will already be chal, an Erev Pesach. And then the issue is Motzei Pesach. Because Motzei Pesach, we only keep one day here. And even if you can't, even if you kept on the chutzlars, it would be the same thing, because there's by the time the goy buys back, sells back the chametz, let's say Pesach, it's still just afternoon on Shavuot Shel Pesach in America. So there you can declare that you have no intention of reclaiming the chametz until after the Isser chametz where you are. So basically, in order to Yotzei Kol Hadeos, we try to make sure that you don't have chametz in a place where there's Isser Chametz, even though the Ikrid, we assume it's totally where you are, not where the Chametz is, we try to cover all our bases. And then we just arrange the Mechira in a place where the earliest point in time there's a Mechira, and at the end have intention or state explicitly that you're intending not to reclaim the Chametz after, because he can want to sell it back. If you don't want to buy it back, it's not yours. So you say that I'm not interested in reclaiming the Chametz until after there's no more Isser Chametz for where I am. Okay? So that's a fine. Now, this issue of achrayus and chametz, apparently very relevant in the States, because you have distributors. The distributors, like, it's too complicated for, I don't know, ShopRite to start ordering directly from Nestle or from whatever supplier. So they have, like, in between distributors who buy large quantities of Kamei from Kellogg's, from Nestle, and from whoever else, other big companies. And then they sell it to the retail stores when they need it. And they discover that one of the big distributors is Mr. Cohen, who is a Cohen, a non-religious Jew. So the conventional wisdom, when I was growing up, I grew up in Montreal, so most of the shopping supermarkets were not Jewish. Steinberg's was a Jewish supermarket, so we wouldn't buy from them until after Shavuos or whatever. But ShopRite's not owned by Jews, to the best of my knowledge. But if the Chametz was in the distributor's warehouse and he had a chryas on it during Pesach, so then there's a potential problem. So somebody discovered this about 20 years ago. He said, "Oh, everything is Chametz Shalom Pesach, no matter what." Now the truth is that Chametz Shalom Pesach is Drabanan. So whenever you have Sveikos, you can also be Mekel. The question is, what share of the market did he have? So the claim was that he has the whole market. Now it's hard to imagine he had the whole market. So anyway, the reason I think people are Mekel with this, we assume that okay, so it could be. I mean, I heard at the time they went to this fellow and they wanted to do mechira. There is a question: can you do mechira if the business usually would do mechira if business is closed? Can you have do mechira? It's business as usual. So they suggested to do this, and the fellow wasn't so accommodating. He didn't want to do it. I don't remember the ins and outs, but okay. The seder. In the end of the day, there's bittul and there's the safek rabbanon, and certainly. Usually room to be made, unless you know otherwise. Okay, moving on to Siman Tov Mem Aleph. Eni Hudi Shehil VeYisrael Al Chimso Umashkino VeYado VeAmar La MeAkshav Yes Shelcha. So a non-Jew lends chametz to a Jew. The Jew now owes money to the non-Jew, and he says, "Listen, if I don't pay the debt, so you'll take this case of liquor. You'll take the chametz. MeAkshav. You'll take it MeAkshav." Yeshalcha, imlo efrelcha, uzman ploni, vigia zman velo para, mutter, afilu lo hiniach hazman, shekava an achara pesach, shigia zman velo para, nikne lo, lafreya, how are they chimsa shalini yehudi? So that liquor belongs to the goy, limafreya, right? Since it'd be achshav, even though the Jew could have paid back, and then he would have been able to keep the liquor, if he didn't pay back, so since it was semi achshav, it retroactively belongs to the goy, and therefore that the goy can now invite his Jewish neighbors to drink from that liquor because that liquor belonged to him halachically on Pesach. Again, it's not probably such a wise idea to do this because maybe he will pay back, maybe he won't pay back. Again, the Mishnah Berurah says here you should do a kinyan to make sure that he should actually be his. Ideally, he should be in his house. Ideally, if you give him the liquor. If you give him the liquor, that's ideal. And if you didn't do, if he did a kinyan sudar, maybe that would also be sufficient. That's a machlokas. I'm not sure how if there are modern applications to this. Fine. There are a lot of details here, but again, I'm not sure how relevant it is. Again, if it wasn't me'akshav, then it would be a real problem. Because if the goy, it's my liquor, and then when I don't pay back, now he's going to come take my liquor, that would be a problem. It's only if it was done in Akshav, then retroactively it was always his. Fine. Beis Yisrael Shehilva in Yehudi Alchimsa im Mishkino Biyado Amr Lo Be Akshav Vigia Zman Afilo Akhar Pesach Lepero Afilo Ein Achis Alav Asur Bishum Dekani Lefreya. See, it's the opposite case. The Jew lent the goy chametz, and the goy said, "If I don't pay back, you'll take the liquor." So you'll take the liquor from the achshav. So if the goy doesn't pay, so retroactively the liquor belonged to the Jew the whole time. I feel ino lachrayas, but it belonged to him. Also, mishum the kani le lemafreya. I'm not sure again how relevant this is in a modern. It could be. I mean, it's possible, but okay. Fine. Tough, Mem Tuf Mem Aleph. Sorry? Tuf Mem Aleph. Okay, if you didn't say Ach, if the guy, what was the case here? If the Jew led the money and the guy didn't say Me'akshav, he just said, if I don't pay you back, I'll give you liquor. So then the liquor is Mutter because he didn't say Me'akshav and there's no Achrayus. Okay. Fine, Tafnan base. Let's move on to the next Simon, very relevant Simon, Hilchas Teruvos Chametz. So we know that you have a violation of Aliyah if you own Chametz. What happens if you own a Teruvos Chametz, a product that has a Chametz ingredient in it? You have cereal, it's mostly rice flour, but there's a little bit, there's 20% wheat flour. The taruvas chametz. What's the halach in that case? So there's a machlokas rishonim, at the beginning of Perek Elo Ovrin. Is there an iser just to eat that, or is there even an iser to own that? And the machaber paskin, there's even an iser to own that. There's an iser to own a product that has a significant amount of chametz, that has a kazayis of chametz in it, even though it's a minority ingredient in the product. If you have a product that has a tiny amount of minuscule amount, sometimes you have like a product that has like wheat starch in it, it's like last ingredient. So that is not an iser d'oraisa to own because again, you can't eat it, but it's not an iser d'oraisa to own it because there isn't a kazayis. And in the whole package, it's not, there's no kazayis of wheat starch. It's a tiny amount of wheat starch. And the minhag is, many people sell chametz kamar, but many people don't sell chametz kamar. So here it's important to know what would be bal yira. If you don't want to rely on the mekeres chametz for the iser of bal yira, for the iser d'oraisa, so then you could sell your, I don't know, soup mix that has a little bit of wheat starch in it. Because how much soup mix is there? The whole thing is only like 6 kazaisim, and there isn't a whole kazais worth of wheat starch, you know, if that's the case. Whereas if you had the Cheerios, you know, that have multi-grain Cheerios and there's 20% wheat in it, then it wouldn't sell that because that would be considered chametz gomor because it's a taroves that has a significant amount of chametz as a kazayis in the whole package. Okay. Fine. So the Mechaber says, taroves chametz ovin ola bishul v'alirah v'alimot tzikigon hamurias v'kuch adabav li shekhan mad v'kol kiyoz v'elot v'alim nachalim v'odabar shishbo taroves v'in roi l'achila mutl l'kayim pesach, something that has chametz in it but it's not a food item. Kigon arivas hav donim shenasan tocha kemach va'oros. Afilu nasan sha'achas kodem zman ubiur. Harezim mutu l'kaima. So once upon a time, and even today, they would sometimes put chametz ingredients in non-food items. So that is not food, and that's not a problem. V'im lo nasan ha'oros v'lo nasan ha'kemach kodem shlosh yomim sha'as ubiur mutu l'kaima shere nifsar yavivish tach shlosh yomim chay var v'chena kolir v'atiyah v'espanis v'ataraka. So you have chametz, technically it's chametz, but it's not a food item. It no longer is considered food. It's a different type of item. We'll speak about this more later. So there's no iser of owning that on a Pesach. The Mishnah points out there's no iser v'ayirai v'ayimatze on an item that has a tam of chametz. Let's say I cooked, chicken after I cooked noodles. I cook chicken. So now the chicken has tam chametz in it. Again, you shouldn't eat that on Pesach, but you're allowed to, it's just tam. And therefore, there's no iser v'ayirai in that case. But midrabanu, you still have a chiyuv l'vayir. But if so again, you should have a chiyuv l'vayir. Again, probably we would allow you to sell in that case, even those who are machmir not to. But if you're not mevayir it, he says you shouldn't ask if it's in chametz sha'alav pesach. Okay. Again, it's a question. The machlokas is there b'chametz sha'alav pesach in such a case? You have tam chametz, you don't have ben of chametz. Some people say yes, some people say no. It's better to sell that, you know, to avoid this issue. Now, the Mishnah points out also that if you would cook on Pesach with a kli of chametz, so that food is aser. That food is aser, even if the blios are in a ben yomar, because it's like tam lefkam. And tam lefkam for Ashkenazim is aser on Pesach, because chametz is iser mashu, so we equate iser mashu with tam lefkam. Svarim or Michael, Svarim would assume that if you would take a chametzik pot that wasn't ben yomo, and you would cook with it on Pesach, so the Svarim would say, listen, it's Tam Lefkam, so Tam Lefkam is not like Iser Mashu, it's not, you don't equate the two, and therefore you mutter on Pesach. But Ashkenazim are machmer on that. Okay. Fine. So in terms of these examples of things, pardon? No problem at all. Kinyot, you're not doing kinyot on Pesach.
No, kinyot.
If you cooked with kinyot, kinyot, Pesach, yeah, the minhag is that Ashkenazim is Sephardim's home on Pesach. We're not concerned about this. There are some discussion about it, but I think most people are makel.
But Ashkenaz not to be concerned about like Sephardi Ashkenazim is not a kinyot question, which is the Talmud Gam question.
I don't think that any hashkacha is allowed to Gam on Pesach. I mean, lechatchila nobody's going to give a hashkacha on that. The issue with kinyos is a real issue here in Eretz Yisrael, as I'm sure you're aware of. Even things that don't look like kinyos, they might have like oil of kinyos. Like, it depends how machmir you are. Many Ashkenazim are very machmir in kinyos, and therefore, you know, it's annoying. But a lot of the produce in the standard supermarkets are kosher, the mahadrin for Sephardim, but they're not kosher for Ashkenazim. Okay. In terms of these examples brought in the Mechaber, so the equivalent would be, let's say, a non-food item that has chametz in it. So you have like a soap. It has like, you know, some weed in it or something. So all those things are mutter, ikra din on Pesach. There are people who look at these lists. They're always published before Pesach, different lists. People are machmir. Again, chametz, people, there's no shir how much people are machmir on Pesach. A ikra din, a non-food item that has chametz in it, is mutter to be used on Pesach. Again, it makes more sense to not to use it as mouthwash, or not to use it as, like, you know, because you're actually going to your mouth. But even then, is it really akshavei? Akshavei means like you're relating to it as food, but you're not relating to it as food, even if you're brushing your teeth. So ikra din, it's not an issue at all. But you know, we saw kadoshim hein. We try to be machmer. We have kosher Pesach. Mouthwash and kosher Pesach soap and everything kosher Pesach, but even though ikra din, it's not an
necessary.
It's not really like a There's a famous story with the Rav that somebody once told the Rav that my dog ate the toothpaste. So the Rav said, "Your dog is crazy." Okay, fine. So if you have bread that is totally rancid, totally spoiled, and even a dog won't eat it, or you're not allowed to own it, you're allowed to own chametz like that, right? Melugma, the Shabbos says, some type of injury, so you put on this type of cream. So even though there's weed in it, it's rancid. It's not edible, and therefore there's no issur to own it on Pesach. Fine. Gimel, begadim shekibsu asam v'chaylev chita. Just 1 second. Gimel, thank you. Begadim shekibsu osam v'chelav chita v'chein yara shedivko osam v'chametz v'chol kiyotzi v'zeh mutu l'kayim v'pesach v'ein suras v'chametz omedes. So, you know, people put starch on your shirts. People get it. Let's say starch is wheat starch. It's not a problem. It's not food. It's no longer food. Again, it's probably not a good idea to have like a tablecloth made of wheat starch. When I was a kid, I remember there was an issue with paper plates. I like to use paper plates on Pesach. Why can't you use paper plates on Pesach? Because it's wheat starch on the paper plates. So again, it's not a good idea to use it with food. But in terms of Bali Raya, there's no problem because it's not a food item. You know, so you probably wouldn't. And even then, it's not even clear if that's really, is it achshavei? Like, what's the concern? You know, so I guess the concern is if you put something, let's say you put a sliced fruit on the plate, and like it gets absorbed, so it's like a iser mashu. You know, is that really food? It's not really food. It's not edible, but it's, you know, whatever. So
now I'm talking about between soaps versus like toothpaste and medicines, which you're actually consuming.
Right. So again, so there are people who are choshish for sicha kashtia and things they're consuming. We'll get it, but mikra din, I think we hold this mutter. But we'll get it. Maybe I spoke too soon. It's a little bit later in the sefer. I don't know today. Maybe later next time. Fine.
So the maaser do we need to have hashkacha on her plates?
Look, they sell here in Israel. Everything has hashkacha on it. In America, they don't. Do you need it? I don't know. I don't. My understanding is that there's no ikar din, there's no need, but you know, chum lechames, people. Okay. We're going to see soon. There's a siv in Shulchan Aruch that says you shouldn't make fun of chumras people on Pesach. It's like a thing. It's like part of our tradition to be extra machmir on Pesach. So it's not like something that's like just made up, but there's actually a tradition like that.
The only is that in the U.S. it can safely be assumed that starch used in manufacturing is kitniot, was probably corn-based.
Corn-based. Okay, so then it's just kitniot. So then I don't think you have to be concerned about. Okay, fine. Dalit. Davash is arev v'chometz ve'eno machal adam klal osha eino machal kol adam kagaya tarika. You can't eat these things. If they're not edible, you shouldn't eat them. So it's interesting. Here it's not a machal kol adam. Sounds like cholim eat it. A minority of people would eat it. But you're allowed to, you can't eat it because that would be akshavi. Akshavi means you treat something as food. It's not really food. It's not normal food. But you treat it as food, then there's already a chumra. You can't eat it. But to own it, that's not a problem. Even though some people eat it, sick people eat it as food, there's no issue with bali ra. So again, many medicines have chametz in them, or kinyot, as a binder. Meaning the medicine is some chemical, but the bind, it's bound together by some agent that's either made of chametz or, you know, corn or wheat starch, some type of starch. Now here, the ikradin, there's no akshavi because you're not relating to it. Even though you want it as medicine, you only want the medicine. The binder is not something you're interested in. So you're not going to say akshavi there. Again, those will argue with this, but that's the pashtus. And even if they put a little sugar on the pills, that would taste good. But what tastes good? The sugar tastes good. The binder in the middle that's made out of wheat starch isn't what you're interested in. You're not eating as food, so ikradin is mutter. But like I said, people try to be machmir. They have all these lists available online to avoid, again, if it's a sakana, there's no shaila, I'm saying, but if it's a person, as a, you can take this, you can take that, so then you'll find the one that doesn't have chametz. You know, if it's just kidneys, I don't think people are even machmir. But if it's chametz mamish, so then people, miyos tov, it's better to be machmir. And mishov chumr the chametz. Okay. Hey. Sheikhar Shaosi Mechitimus Orin. A beer. Chayun Navarro. Beer is Chamez Mamish. Vichenim Hemid Vinos. Vichal Mishikhar Shaosi Orin Mechitim Chayun Navarro. Right. So this also comes to mention the discussion of selling Chamez Gomor. So is beer or liquor, you know, many people don't want to sell Chamez Gomor. Can they sell their schnapps? So here is a question, how to look at Chametz Gomor. The Pashas is, it really is Chametz Gomor. They say that Rav Soloveitchik didn't want to answer people because he knew that it's like a big hefsid and he felt like why should he put his chumras on other people. Many people say it's all Chametz Gomor. You know, all bakeries sell Chametz Gomor, you know, store it. So it could be a situation where I am going to be machmir, not sell Chametz Gomor, but for a hefsid I will. So I have 3 bottles of scotch. So that's a hefsid, you know, a few $100, it's a hefsid. So there are some people who are makil to sell in those cases. And some people say, no, you know, Purim, you know, get rid of your schnapps, you know, whatever, yeah, different approaches. Fine. Vav, here is the chabra that we referred to before. Nagu legarer kosalim v'kisos. The minhag was like to scrub the walls. You don't want to get the chametz off the walls. Get the chametz off the chairs. V'yesh lam ha'smochu. What do you mean, yesh lam ha'smochu? So it's brought down. Don't make fun of it. If people want to be very careful, let them be very careful. It's not a neurosis. It's being super careful about chametz is part of the experience. If you have chametz in a crack, let me have like couscous fell, and like between the tiles, you see couscous. So meikra then, it's bata. How much couscous is there? It's not a kazayis, and you can't get to it. But he says yatiach alav ma'atit. You can like put something on it, or in a modern, you know, application would be to put a little bit of cleaning agent. You put a little bit of Ajax on it. So if it's something that a kid can stick his finger in and pull out a Cheerio, then you really have to get rid of it. If it's something you can't get to, so then you don't have to worry about it. But it can't hurt to put a little, you know, soap on it, a little bit of a cleaning agent to pogame it. Okay, Zion. Botzeg, Shabasti, Sitke, Areve, Yish, Kadais, Mokum, Echad, Chai, Levar, Vim, Lav, אם היה עשו לחזק שיבי הרבה, או ליסטו מנקב, בוטל ביוטו, ואם לאו, חייב לבר. So this is a different reality where you have some type of bowl, and you have like chametz in the cracks, and there's like a whole piece of chametz, and then you have to environ. If you don't, and it's kind of like keeping the thing together, it's batel miyuto. The chametz is no longer chametz, now it's like a binding agent. Again, it's a different reality. Once I had a salad bowl like this, it was like a salad bowl made out of wood, and there were actually different pieces of wood. And at a certain point, like you were actually like the pieces of wood started like separating. It was like a, so that's what's being discussed here. We don't really have this too often in our modern kitchens. Fine, ches. Hayubar shnei chatzai chazesi mishnei mekomos. So you had two half kazesim, and there was some connecting batzik between them. If you lift up one, the other one would come up, then it's considered one piece. And you have to invite it. If a half a kazais under the sofa and half a kazais under the table, so you might sweep. If you sweep on Pesach, you have a whole kazais in one place. So then you have to get rid of it. You had one upstairs, one downstairs. It's actually interesting. He says you do need bittel. I mentioned before, do you need bittel less than a kazayis? It says here you need bittel. So I take back what I said before. It says you bittel works, but you need bittel. Okay. I always thought it was batel me'ilav. I don't know. I have to. Just one second. All right, the Mishnah says it's a bite. In this case, do bittul because maybe it's mitzarif. Okay, again, less than because kazayis. If you're all together less than kazayis, it would be bata. But here, there's a question. Maybe there's tziruf. So therefore, you do bittul in this case. Okay. A few more minutes. Chametz she nisafesh kodem zman yisurah v'nipsal mechilas kelev v'shasorah v'eish nechach ad she'enu roi la kelev. Chametz that before Pesach became inedible because it was burnt, right, or spoiled. V'nechach ad she'enu roi la kelev oshi yichtel yeshiv very important halacha. You took chametz and you designated it as something else, and now it's a seat. It was dough, and now it's a seat. People, kids do this. They like take, you know, noodles, and they turn them into art projects. So you have an art project, and it's made out of noodles, and it's like painted. It's painted on it. So that those noodles are no longer considered noodles. Halakha, again, most people put them in the chametz closet. It's weird to have it on your wall in Pesach. But technically, the chametz is no longer chametz because it's yichtel yeshiva. It was miyuchad for something else, and it was like glazed over. Tachol tabatit, mutu l'kayim v'pesach. So this is an important halacha that comes up sometimes. You know, how do you look at Play-Doh? Do you have to get rid of Play-Doh? Play-Doh is chametz mamish. Now, but Play-Doh is no longer dough. It says it's edible because they want the kids to put it in their mouth, so it's not toxic and this and that. But then it's miyuchah for something else. So that's a yichto l'schok. So in the Mechaber, there's two requirements. Yichto l'yeshiva v'tachat abatit. So the question is, do you have that by Play-Doh? You have to really change it significantly in the Hefza. So some argue that that's not enough, that Play-Doh would not be enough of a change. Others say, no, there is a change. It's not a kli, but it's still a change. It's no longer dough. It's Play-Doh. And that would be already considered enough of a change. Again, it can't hurt to sell it, but I wouldn't have it around because certainly it's edible. So if it falls into your food, you'd have a problem. But there's an interesting discussion about rat poison. What's rat poison? Rat poison is like a cookie. They put poison in, and the rat eats it and dies. So I saw Rav Ribiat says that if a human would eat it, he would just have a stomachache. So he thinks that you have to get rid of it. You buy the rat. I was thinking that's a kupa sorshi fli shiva, meaning you took a cookie and you turned it into poison. Now, what's interesting about this case is that it's really supposed to still be a cookie because the rat is supposed to want to eat it. So do I say, well, it's a cookie. I can't have a cookie in my Zot Sha'an Yantif on Pesach. Or I say, no, it's no longer. So he's Machmer. I hear this far because it's maybe it's no tachlav of tit. Maybe it was just yichto or especially because you really want it to still be a cookie. So therefore, it should be usher to own, he argues, on Pesach. Yeah, question?
Are those all necessary conditions, meaning that it's like it's changed, it's burned, it's spoiled, and it's...
No. No,
any,
no.
Any of those conditions.
Yeah, yeah. But this last one of Yichel Yeshiva via Tachot HaBetit, you need both. It has to be that you have designated for a new use and you've made a significant change to it. The question was...
Spoiled or burnt, you wouldn't need.
Right, spoiled or burnt is fine. But the example of the artwork where you have noodles that were also designated as art and also painted over, right. So then that would be, you know, Ikra Din Mutter. Again, I think most people probably don't, they probably put it in the Chametz closet, and they probably should. But like in Ikra Din, that seems to be Mutter. The example they brought before of the play, though, where you can argue maybe it wasn't a significant rat change, it's hard to know exactly. And this rat poison, which is an interesting case, is also discussed. Dinner Achshave, as you mentioned, is only a question of achila. I mean, you can even get hana from these. Unless you have, you know, I don't know, whatever this chamech shenisafish, so you can get hana from it because it's not. It's just hana as achila zaser. Actually, it's not going to tell you you can't. You can use it to prop up your table. Meaning, there's no iser, right? But in terms of actually for achila, that would be a problem. If you would want to eat that, you know, it would be problematic because actually would say that if you're eating it as food, it would be iser.